Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Nadel Edmond. And we are so excited that you chose to spend this portion of your Sunday with us. And we're looking forward to having a great time in the Lord. So if you haven't done it already, go ahead and grab your Bible, get your pen and your paper, tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell somebody that the Gospel Truth Broadcast is about to start. So prepare your hearts and your minds to hear from the Lord as we are led in prayer by Evangelist Nadel Edmond. God bless you. Evangelist Nadel.
Praise the Lord. God bless you up here in Radio Land. Let us prepare our hearts for a word of prayer. Eternal God and our Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for once again allowing us to come together on this Gospel Truth Broadcast. We pray that you look upon us today, that you will rain down your anointing and your spirit upon us today.
Let
us feel thy presence. Send your anointing, O Lord. Bless us. Oh, my God, we pray that you take control tonight, that the soul will be blessed today, that you will move in a mighty way. Encourage a heart. Strengthen a soul. Somebody that is weak along the way. We want you to touch them right now, Lord. Encourage their hearts. Help them to look to you as never before. Take control, oh, Lord. Meet us here tonight, Lord. We're waiting on you. We're dependent on you. You are our very present help in trouble. Oh, my God, our trust is in you. We're looking to you tonight, Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Oh, my God, help us, oh, Lord. To stretch out on your word, to move by faith. Help us to be led of thy spirit. Oh, my God, help us to acknowledge you in all our ways, that you may direct our path. Keep us with a praying mind, with a mind to deny self. Let self be crucified. Help us to draw closer to you. We need a closer walk, oh, Lord. Touch us, oh, Lord. Have your way tonight, Lord. Speak to our hearts and minds. Help us to stir up the gift that is in us, that we may do the will of God. Help us, oh, Lord. We are seeking to please you. We are seeking to do the will of God. Help us, oh, Lord, to deny ourselves, to draw closer to you. Help us to consecrate our lives unto you. Help us to commit ourselves to the will of God. Not our will tonight, but let our will perish. Help us, O Lord, to deny self. Help us, O Lord, to be willing to put self to death, that the will of God might be done in our lives. Help us to press our way. Keep our minds stayed on you. We pray that you look on your people and the saints of God everywhere. We pray that you will touch them, O Lord. Give them courage and strength. Help them to hold fast sound words. Help them not to give up, but to drive and to go forward in you. Help them, oh, Lord. Lord, we need you. We're dependent on you because we need you. We know that without you, we can do nothing. We can do nothing of ourselves. We need you to touch us and give us the strength we need to go all the way. Help us, oh, Lord. Hold us in the hollow of thine hand. Lead us on the victory. You know what we're going through. You know all about us, oh, Lord. In the name of Jesus, you're holding us in the hollow of thine hand. And you said that no man can pluck us out. We trust you. We believe your word. And we are standing on the word of God, knowing that your word is true, and that you will do just what you said you would do. We thank you today, oh, Lord. Oh, my God, we pray that you look on all those who have a special prayer request. Those, oh, Lord, that are incarcerated. Those who are institutionalized. Those that are hospitalized. Those that are homebound. We pray that you touch them. Go into their rooms, oh, Lord. Go into the hospital. Go behind bars. We know you're able, Jesus. Send your word. Send your anointing. Strengthen and encourage the people. Help them to press their way. Help them to look to you as never before. We know you're able, and we're dependent. today. And we just want for it. We thank you for the blessings that you bestowed upon us. We thank you today, Lord. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you for your touch. Thank you for
standing. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you because you're a mighty God. Help us to worship you and to glorify you, to lift up thy holy name, to give praises unto thy name, for thou art worthy. Help us to keep our minds stayed on you. Help us to watch under prayer. Bless this broadcast on the night. Let some soul be blessed, strengthened, and encouraged through the word of God. We thank you, O Lord. And this prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. We thank you, Lord, for that prayer coming through Evangelist May. And at this time, I'm going to read the opening scripture, and I will be reading the 150th number of Psalm, verses 1 through 6. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for the mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with the stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. We thank the Lord for the reading of the 150th number of Psalms, verses 1 through 6. May God bless the reading of his word.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful psalm read by Sister Cheryl and that anointed prayer through Evangelist Maybelle. And thank you again so much for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 415-218-0218. The access code is 584-7681. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Maybelle Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You may listen in by dialing 319-527-6763. We also want to remember all of the souls that are on our prayer list. Please keep them in your prayers. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. We're going to ask if Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, whose birthday it is today, happy birthday, sis, to render a selection unto the Lord. God bless you, Evangelist Cynthia.
Praise the Lord. I just thank God for another opportunity. I'm going to attempt to sing this song. The enemy is trying to attack my body.
Yeah.
But I'm going to get something out.
Yeah.
I made a vow to the Lord. I make a vow to the Lord. I promised him I'll go every step of the way. I made a vow to the Lord. Did you make a vow to the Lord? Did you make a vow to the Lord? Did you promise him you'll go every step of the way? Did you make a vow to the Lord? Sometimes, oh, Satan, he gets on my track. He's tried so many times to turn me back.
But I know I've got to go on and stand up to my test. For I made a vow. I went down on my knees one Sunday morning to the Lord. Oh, yes, I did. I made a vow to the Lord. I made a vow to the Lord. I promised him I'll go every step of the way. I made, oh yes, I did a vow. I made a vow. I made a vow. I made a vow to the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. I made a vow to the Lord. Did you make a vow to the Lord? Glory to God. I believe that anybody that got saved and received the Holy Ghost had made a vow unto the Lord. But we got to keep our vow. Glory to God. Now, let us prepare our hearts for the word of God. We're going retro tonight, and we're going to go down to, I believe it's Athens, Georgia, and we've got the late Elder Daniel Holmes, who will be bringing the word of God on tonight. Praise God. It's such an anointed message. We had to bring this again. I tell you, our souls was truly blessed through this message. So we want to share this message with everyone that is on the line tonight and hoping and praying that you will gain strength and encouragement through this word on tonight. God bless you.
Live. This is Evangelist Melinda Edmond, along with Evangelist May Edmond, and we also have a special guest in our midst tonight who's going to bring the word of God. We just thank God for how the Lord, he allowed us to travel across the dangerous highways to Canada to take the word of God, and glory to God, the Lord met us there, and we had a glorious time. We just thank God for being back here one more time. We thank God for all of you, our radio listeners, who tune us in each and every week. We're glad to be back on board. Glory to God. At this time, I'd like to announce that we are currently in a prayer revival at Christian Temple Church of God Incorporated at 910 Shelton Avenue in the city of Camden, New Jersey. And we're inviting each and every one of you to come out and be with us at 7 o'clock in the evening. We are currently in the prayer revival as of right now. We'll also be in the prayer revival on tomorrow evening, if it be the Lord's will. We're inviting you to come on out and pray, lay down your burdens unto the Lord. Glory to God. God is able to deliver. And we just thank God for all things. And at this time, I'd like to introduce a young minister that has been recently called unto the ministry. He may seem familiar to some of you and not familiar to all of you. But glory to God, the word of God is what's familiar. So we want you to take heed to what thus saith the Lord, coming through this young minister all the way from Athens, Georgia. Glory to God. He's here to preach the word of God under the anointing of God. He's been called, chosen, and anointed by God to preach this gospel. And we want you to hear what thus saith the Lord tonight, coming through none other than Minister Daniel Hogue, all the way from Athens, Georgia. Here is Daniel Hogue at this time. Amen.
Man, God bless you out there in radio land.
Yes.
Amen. We bring you greetings from True Holiness Temple in Athens, Georgia.
Yes.
Amen. We like to go to the word of God. I'd like to call your attention to the book of 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter. If you have your Bible handy, would you turn with me to 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter, amen, in the 14th verse. It reads as follows. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Amen. And the 15th verse, and now mine eyes shall be open and mine ears attend unto the prayer that is made in this place.
Yes, Lord.
For now have I chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, and mine eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually. Amen. I'd like to stop right there. Amen. And then for the next few minutes, I'd like to talk about the power of prayer.
Yes.
And I like to use for a subject, prayer changes things.
Oh, yes.
Amen. Prayer changes things.
Oh,
yes. Amen. And prayer is communication with God.
Amen.
It is a request, amen, unto God.
Yes.
Prayer is also effective.
Yes.
Amen. Prayer has power over everything.
Amen.
Amen. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Amen. Prayer, we're talking about the power of prayer.
Yes.
Amen. And God was speaking here to Solomon, King Solomon, after he had built the temple.
Yes.
Amen. And began to pray the dedicatorial prayer unto God. And God began to answer Solomon back and began to let him know. He said, if my people, which are called by my name,
yes.
Amen, his name is holy.
Yes.
Amen. The Bible lets us know that holy and reverent is his name.
Yes.
Amen. The name of the Lord is holy.
Yes.
Amen. And we also must be holy.
Yes.
And he says that if they will, amen, shall humble themselves.
Yes.
Amen. Humble ourselves. When we come unto God, we have to humble ourselves.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. Humble yourself in prayer. The Bible says in 1 Peter, amen, 5 and 6, humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. That he may exalt you in due time. Amen. And the seventh verse, that casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Hallelujah. Amen. And the Bible went on to say in Chronicles here, amen, to seek his face and pray. Amen. We will humble ourselves, shall we humble themselves and pray. Amen. And you know, this is what many people don't like to do. They don't like to take the time out and pray. But we have to learn to pray. It's because truly we know that prayer changes things. Amen. Prayer has to know to change God's mind. Amen. If men will only pray, the Bible says in Luke 8:1, that men ought to always pray and not to faint. Amen. But people nowadays, they're going to stop praying and they're going to went to fainting. Amen. They took the prayer out of the school. Amen. And something else moved in. They took the Bible reading out of the school. Amen. And the policemen moved in. The drugs and the alcohol moved in. Amen. Guns and knives and violence moved in. Amen. But if we would pray, hallelujah, prayer will change things. Amen. The Lord said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face. We have to learn to seek the face of the Lord. Amen. I heard the word of God say, amen, in Isaiah 55 and 6, he said, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Oh, ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked take his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord. Amen, and he will have mercy on him. Amen, upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. Therefore, as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm talking about prayer tonight. We have to pray. We must learn to pray. Pray without ceasing. Amen. We have to learn to pray at all times. Amen. I heard a songwriter say, I've learned to pray in and out of season, any time, and for any reason. Prayer is the key. Faith will lock the door. If you believe, amen, you shall receive. You'll hear every word to say. And while you call him, he's on his way. Prayer will fix it. And every time, prayer will. Prayer is the answer for the world today in the wicked world that we're living in now. Prayer is able to change the city of Camden. Prayer is able to change your city today. Yes, it will. Can I get a witness? on your job. Prayer can fix it in your marriage. Can I get a witness? Prayer will. It'll fix it every time. Prayer changes things. Hallelujah, God. The Lord let us know if we will learn to pray. Amen. He said, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Amen. People today are seeking everything but the face of the Lord. They're seeking loved ones. They're seeking a husband. They're seeking a wife. They're seeking a boyfriend. They're seeking a girlfriend. They're seeking peace in their mind. They're seeking money. Fine homes and riches. Amen. But not too many people are seeking the Lord. Jesus said, amen, in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Hallelujah. Seek the Lord in a time like this. Go to God in prayer. If you got trouble in your home, pray and pray. Is able to reach out all the way to heaven. Can I get a witness? And when you pray, pray in the spirit. Hallelujah. People pray many times, but their mind is on everything and everybody but Jesus. They call it a prayer in their mind is in California. Hallelujah. But if you pray, have your mind stayed on Jesus. Jesus. And Jesus, he'll hear your prayer. Hallelujah. I heard a song that I say, prayer changes things. Pray. Men ought to always pray and not the faint. Sincere prayer changes things. All night prayer changes things. Midnight prayer changes things. Pray. You can pray until prayer will change God's mind. Hallelujah. You can pray so sincere until that prayer will change the mind of God. Hallelujah. Pray. It'll fix it for you. Prayer will. When nothing else will help you. Prayer will fix it. Hallelujah. I'm reminded of Hezekiah when he got sick, nigh unto death. And the prophet Isaiah went down there. God told him to tell him that he was going to die and not live. Hallelujah. But Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and began to pray. He said, Lord, now, Lord, having I, having a walk of right before you, having I kept the faith, Lord, hallelujah, and before, amen, Isaiah, could get out to the outer gate, God spoke to him and say, you go back, and tell Hezekiah that I've heard his prayer, and I'm going to add 15 years to his life. Hallelujah.
Open and my ears attend to the prayer.
God is better if you can get to the house of God and pray. Pray. Hallelujah. And the Bible said in Isaiah 59:1, behold, the Lord's hand is not short that it cannot save, neither is your head that it cannot hear. If your iniquity has separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face, that he will not hear. Failure is not in God. Instead of us, but we got to learn to go down in prayer and pray. Pray. Because prayer will change things. Prayer will fix it for you. Prayer has the power to reach all the way to heaven. Yes, it will. And God will hear our prayer. And he'll answer us by and by.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We want you to pick up that telephone and dial right now, 609 area code 962-8000. Call us for prayer. Prayer changes things.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Prayer changes things. Time we're going to have prayer led by Dr. Sheila Hameen. Let's put our minds on the Lord and let's believe God as the word came forth. Prayer. There's power in prayer. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, we thank you right now, Lord. We thank you for the word of God. We thank you, oh God, for this message. Oh, Lord God, we ask that you will stretch forth your mighty hand, that you will have mercy, oh God, and that you'll forgive sins. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we come and we humble ourselves before you.
Yes, Lord.
We ask, Lord, for forgiveness. We ask you, Lord, to be merciful, oh, my God, and be compassionate toward us and take away our sins. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we are calling on you tonight, asking you to stop by here, Lord. Make your holy visitation. Lord, somebody needs you, oh, God. Somebody's in trouble right now, Lord, and we're asking you to stop by, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, lift heavy burdens. Destroy the yoke of bondage in the name of Jesus. Lord, let your blood cover us. Let it wash us, oh God. Let it purify us on the inside and on the outside. Lord, clean us up, my Lord. Move in us, oh God, and use us for your
sake. Yes,
in the name of Jesus, please, Lord, look on all those who are listening in tonight in radio land. Reach out to them, Lord Jesus. Somebody's been praying, Lord, and waiting on an answer, waiting on a breakthrough, waiting on healing, waiting on strength, my God. Waiting on you, Lord Jesus. Please have mercy and answer, my God. Oh, Lord, do it according to your own will. We know you're able to do all things, Lord, and there's nothing impossible for you. There's nothing too hard for you, oh God. We're coming to you because we believe you, Lord, and we're taking you at your word. We're asking you, oh God, to look on all of those who are on the prayer list, one by one and name by name.
Yes,
Lord, bless them tonight with the blessing that they stand in need of. You know all about it, Lord, and you know just what to do. We're turning over everything to you, Lord. We're casting all our cares on you because we know you care for us. And we're asking you to help us to continue to humble ourselves before you. Help us, Lord, to come to you in prayer, to bring everything to you in prayer. Oh, glory to your name, Lord. We pray that you will save dying souls everywhere. Those souls, oh God, who don't know you, Lord, reveal yourself unto them. Make yourself known to them and let them know that they have hope and that they can be saved. Oh, Lord God, save to the uttermost in the name of Jesus. Lord God, fill souls with the Holy Ghost. Lord, move in the prisons. Move on the street corners.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, my God. Touch up Tony Hart. Work wonders, Lord, and work miracles. In the name of Jesus, we ask you, oh, God, to continue to bless those who are bereaved of their loved ones, Lord. Give them comfort and consolation. Be close to those families, Lord God, and wrap your loving arms around them. Let them feel the warmth of your love. Let them feel your compassion, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Carry them through this difficult time, oh Lord God, and look on our leaders. We ask you to bless them, Lord God. Give them visions, give them revelations,
yes,
and
yes,
help
Jesus.
Them, Lord, to lead your people. Oh, my Lord God, bless the congregation. Bring us all together, Lord. Unite our hearts in love. Oh,
yes,
God, make us one. In the name of Jesus, we believe you, Lord, and we praise you tonight. We give you thanks, oh, God. We embrace the blessings, Lord. We believe
yes,
we have the petition we've asked in this prayer, and we thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your touch, Lord. We
thank
you for hearing prayer. We thank you for answering prayer, Lord. We thank you, oh God, for the moving of your spirit. We thank you for your anointing. Hallelujah. We
thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank
you,
Lord. We thank you for all that you've done, Lord. For what you're doing right now and what you're about to do, Lord God, we praise you. Hallelujah. We lift you up and we magnify your holy name. Now, Lord, we ask that your prayer, oh God, and let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. We ask it all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Thank you, God, for glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory. Yes,
thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Prayer changes things. The power of prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God. Yeah. Thank God for that anointed message coming through the late Elder Daniel Hope. He preached under the anointing out of his soul. And that word of God was preached years ago. I can still feel the essence and the anointing of the word of God. I tell you, God is good. He's real. He can do everything. We just have to take God at his word and believe, as the preacher was preaching, prayer changes things. The power of prayer. People think they have power for the Lord. They think they have power because they speak in tongues. They think they have power because they have a loud voice. But there's power in prayer, prayer, prayer.
Amen.
Prayer changes things. Glory to
Amen.
God.
Amen.
There is power in it if we would just pray. Glory to God. I just
Amen.
Thank God for that powerful anointed message. I thank God. I tell you, my soul is encouraged through the word of God. And you know, sometimes when you get in a fix, and you go back and pull out some of these old tapes and listen to the messages, I tell you, the Lord will encourage your soul. If you can't
yes.
get no encouragement, glory to God. People are talking about the political arena and everything that's going on in the world. Glory to God. If we just reach back and get this word, I tell you, the Lord
yes.
will strengthen and encourage our souls. The Bible says, mm-hmm. why art thou cast down? Hope thou in God. We don't have to be cast down. We can go back and pick up this word of God and listen to the powerful anointed messages of God, and he will give you strength just through the message, just as he has done for each of us that have listened to this word of God. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the prayer coming through Evangelist Amin. Thank the Lord for that anointing, the anointed prayer that she prayed out of her soul. And at this time, we're going to give way for remarks. If anyone would like to have remarks, you may do so at this time. God bless you.
Amen. I thank God for the word of God. Again, coming through Elder Daniel, and certainly prayer changes things. And you could tell your family or your friends all about what's going on with you, but sometimes they can't help you change your situation. And even I thought the profession that I'm in, I'm a mental health therapist, and people, they'll come to a therapist and they'll tell them everything they did. They tell everything that was done to them, and then they expect this flawed person to fix it for them and help them to change their situation. And I'm not knocking therapy. It can be very helpful, but when your soul is in trouble and you sure enough need a miracle, prayer is what will change things. And my sister, Evangelist Cynthia, I remember she asked me if I was praying with the clients, and I hadn't considered it. I wasn't. And she encouraged me to start doing that with my clients. And so I started letting them know, you know, if you want to incorporate prayer in our sessions, we can. And after I did, clients, they started asking for prayer. Even clients I hadn't told that started asking, well, just pray for me. And I'm like, oh, well, all right then. Because prayer is what gets the job done. And I thank God. I tell you, I enjoy this message again, just hearing him, Elder Daniel, preach again, just hearing his voice and the anointing that never gets old. I thank God for the word of God. I want to encourage the people of God, keep on praying, because prayer changes things.
Amen. Praise God. I tell you, that word of God got me all stirred up. He was talking about the power of prayer, and prayer changes things. I tell you, that word of God is just so anointed, and I thank God that message. I can't get enough of it. It's just so uplifting and so encouraging, and just listening to the late Elder Daniel preach like he did being a young minister in the Lord. And we listened to him as he matured in the Lord, got older, and I tell you, the word of God coming through him was just so powerful, and I really miss that. And I just want to encourage everyone, just think on that word tonight. The Lord, he was speaking to us through the word, letting us know what we have to do. We have to humble ourselves. We have to seek the face of God. We have to go to him, turn from our wicked ways, give up everything that God is not pleased with, and allow God to work it out, because prayer can change God's mind. I thank the Lord once again for that beautiful and anointed message, and I want to encourage you, take that word of God in. It surely will bless your soul. God bless you.
Praise God. So much has been said already. The message, it just spoke for itself. I tell you, that message needs to be heard throughout the world. Amen.
Yes.
And if we just pray, especially the saints of God.
Yes.
Amen. If the saints will pray, amen, some of these things that are going wrong will turn right. Amen.
Yes.
And God, he will move. Amen. It seems like we can't get nowhere in the Lord, he'll fix it if we just pray.
Yes.
Amen. He'll work it out in our homes. Amen. On our jobs, in our families.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
In our bodies, if we just pray.
Amen.
I just thank God for the word. Thank God for the prayer. I tell you, prayer changes things.
Yes, it does.
It changes things. I tell you, the enemy tried to attack my body as soon as I got on the broadcast. I mean, as soon as I got on, I got so sick. Amen. And I just said, you know what? If I have to, I'm going to get it out.
That's right.
I'm going to get it out. I'm going to try. Amen. And the Lord allowed me to be able to sing the song, and now I don't even have the pain. I just thank God.
Thank you, Lord.
Prayer changes things. Be encouraged,
Amen.
People of God.
Amen.
anyone else.
Amen. I have to give honor to the Spirit of God tonight. The saints made, and Cynthia, everyone that's on the line, all the members of the family. I'm just happy to be on the line tonight. This is my first night on the Holy Spirit. I know it's been blessed. You know, just by the word, hearing Ella Jane speak, talking about the power of prayer. And I'm saying, that's what we need. James, you're saying, the saints need to pray. That's what we need to do more of is pray.
Amen.
And I just thought I was gonna came on tonight and just heard the word of God. I said, encourage my soul to pray. Pray more. You know, pray more fervent just to go in prayer, you know, and just hear from the Lord. And I just thank God for the word tonight. I'm just glad to be on the line. I'm just happy down in my soul. I tell you, the word really touched me tonight, and I'm glad about that.
I'm
encouraged. And to pray the more and to seek the Lord the more. Pray my strength in the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Anyone else? Well, praise the Lord. Thank God. Thank God for missionary Rebecca. Thank the Lord for her coming on the line. Praise God. And she came on and received a blessing of the Lord. And that's what we want. We want people to be blessed. We want and have a mind to go on with the Lord. Glory to God. We're here to gain, not to drive no one away. But we want souls to be blessed. That's our purpose. We're here to see the people of God. I believe the word of God said, see my sheep. He asked Peter, he said, lovest thou me more than all these? Feed my sheep. Glory to God. And that's what we are here for, to feed God's sheep. Glory to God. We're not here to beat them, kill them, or drive them away. But we're here to feed them the word of God. Glory to God. Whether they saved or not saved, they still belong to God. Glory to God. I just thank God for what he has done for this broadcast, for every one of our evangelists who gave remarks, and for Missionary Rebecca, as I stated. We want to encourage you to continue to listen in to the broadcast. I tell you, God's got some good stuff for you. He's got good word for you. Praise God. Hey, I didn't even realize that I even had that message, but I just started digging, and I saw that, and I pulled it out. I said, I got to play this and see what's going on. I heard that. I said, I got to put this out there so somebody can hear the word of God. Power in prayer, the power of prayer. Prayer changes things, and that is so true. We thank God once again. We could keep on going on, but our souls are stirred up, and it made us feel like going a little further and preaching the word, doing what God has given us to do. I tell you, oh, Lord, I tell you, I'm just going to have to stop. I just thank God. But the Lord's will, we expect to be back here on Tuesday night. Now, Tuesday night, it's actually the night that we had the oldies but goodies. But sometimes we do have it on Sunday night too. But Tuesday night is the night set aside for oldies but goodies. But if you happen to come on Sunday and we have an oldie, we'll put it on. Praise God. So The broadcast starts at 7 p.m. on Tuesday night and Sunday night. Tuning in, if that's all. Anyone have any announcements or anything before we close out? If not, we invite you to tune in again on Tuesday night, Lord's will, 7 o'clock. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'll give you that number. The number is 945-218-0218. And the access code is 58
1 pound. And once we get started, we don't wait for anybody. We just go ahead and put the word on and let the people hear what thus saith the Lord. We don't wait for you to get on. If you're not already on, you might miss it. Praise God, because we don't wait. So we just thank God for this broadcast. And at this time, this brings the broadcast to a close. And we say to you, God bless you and good night. God bless you. God bless. God bless.
God bless.
God bless.
And love.